From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. A dramatic scene is unfolding in the mountains east of Los Angeles. Christopher Dorner, the fugitive ex-LAPD officer, is apparently barricaded inside a cabin surrounded by hundreds of law enforcement officers. This follows a chase and a gun battle in which two deputies from the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Office were shot and wounded. NPR's Kirk Sigler is with us from LAPD headquarters. And Kirk, what's the latest that you can tell us on this very fluid situation?
Right, Melissa. Well, we were just briefed by LAPD officers here moments ago outside the headquarters, who they essentially just relayed what they're hearing from the San Bernardino Sheriff's Office up in the mountains. What we know is around noon local time, deputies responded up there to an address of responded to a reported stolen vehicle. The reporting party said the suspect who stole the vehicle matched Christopher Dorner's description. Authorities quickly located the vehicle. The suspect then fled on foot into the forest and barricaded himself, apparently, inside a cabin. It was then that a short time later, a gun battle ensued, and the local CBS affiliate here actually broadcast this as it was happening. They had audio, a chaotic and, frankly, harrowing scene unfolding with multiple rounds of gunfire. You could hear officers shouting. And from what I know now here at my vantage point in downtown L.A., the scene is still a standoff up there with the man suspected to be Dorner holed up in this mountain cabin.
And Kirk, any update on those two sheriff deputies in San Bernardino who were injured in that shootout?
We do have reports that there were two officers wounded. They were taken away to a hospital. There's still information coming in. This is unconfirmed that one of the officers may have died. This is being reported widely by news agencies just a moment ago, but we have not yet confirmed that.
Okay. Well, authorities have set up a massive perimeter around the incident, and what appears to be a huge law enforcement mobilization is underway.
Yeah, I mean, this is a truly remarkable undertaking here. The police are trying to completely seal off the San Bernardino Mountains. I mean, this is a 6,000-foot-high mountain range. There's a lot of snow up there. You know, despite it being close to such a major metro area, it's still quite remote, rugged terrain. Police have set up roadblocks. No one's getting in or reportedly getting out. Police are searching cars. Quite an undertaking, and they're clearly worried about Christopher Dorner evading them again. From here at the LAPD headquarters, police say they're monitoring this unfolding situation. Commander Andrew Smith told us just moments ago that, you know, authorities are hopeful it resolves without even more violence.
Well, everyone is very hopeful that this thing ends without any further bloodshed. We hope we can take this guy into custody, and we hope that he doesn't hurt anybody else. The best thing for him now would be to surrender and allow us to take him into custody, and he can face the criminal justice system.
So that's Commander Andrew Smith of the Los Angeles Police Department. But again, it is the San Bernardino Sheriff's Department, I believe, that is in the lead on this, Kirk. And the search recently had been focused on this mountain resort area around Big Bear after Christopher Dorner's truck was found there. It was burned out. But recently they had scaled back that operation, right?
Yes. You know, dramatically, this morning, the latest news we heard from up there was that there were only 30 officers searching the area in and around the town of Big Bear. You know, they had been up there, Melissa, for the better part of 5 days and hadn't found any sign of Dorner until apparently now. You know, in fact, with a $1 million reward out, police had been investigating 1,000 tips, and lately they had thought that Christopher Dorner had completely fled the area.
Okay, that's NPR's Kirk Sigler talking about the evolving situation with former police officer Christopher Dorner, who's apparently holed up in a cabin in the San Bernardino Mountains east of Los Angeles.